and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study about the dispensation of conscience, we've been looking at the genealogy, the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we named 10 names that's found during that dispensation of conscience. And we read those names in the book of Genesis. And as we go into the New Testament, we find the lineage carried on there. And I remind you once again that the Bible is one book. There are no contradictions within the Word of God. When we say that there is a contradiction, we're wrong, because there are no contradictions. When you get into the Word of God and you study it, and you find out that there are no contradictions. Many times, and I say many times, sometimes, and I speak to somebody and they say, well, there are contradictions within the Word of God. Or within, they don't say the Word of God usually, they'll say the Bible. And I'll say, well, how many times have you read the Bible? Well, you know, I've just read a little bit, they would say. And say, well, how much have you memorized and studied the Scripture? Well, I haven't studied a whole lot. Well, exactly how many times have you read the Bible through? Well, I really haven't read the Bible through, they would say many times. And I talk to someone who says there are contradictions within the Word of God and there are mistakes. And then I would ask them, well, point out one of those contradictions, if you would. Point out to me something that's wrong within the Word of God. And I have never found anyone who can do that yet. And this is something that we pray about, and we ask God to give us wisdom when we're speaking to someone like that, because they need to be saved. They've never trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. They need to be saved. And we don't want to get irritated and really mad, if we could use that word. We just need to love them to the Lord and let them know that they can know the Word of God and that it is the Word of God, the King James Bible. It's God-breathed. Well, we've been looking at the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ as we've been studying the second dispensation of conscience. And we talked last time about Matthew, how that Matthew wrote to the Jews, and he presents Jesus Christ as King of the Jews. And then Matthew, we see, traces the genealogy of Joseph. And you keep reading and studying in the Word of God in Matthew, we see that Christ's kinship to David, the king of Israel, is mentioned before that of Abraham, the father of Israel. We see that in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Notice David is mentioned first in that verse. And then we also see that Matthew's genealogy emphasized Jesus' claim to the throne of David. Matthew 1:1 again talks about that. And then we also see that Matthew, as writing for the Jews, writing to them, gives Christ's royal authority to the throne. We read of this in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. And then in Matthew also, we see the genealogy traces the ancestors of Joseph, the legal adoptive father of Jesus. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 16, it says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Notice it doesn't say that Christ was born of Joseph. It says he was the husband of Mary, but Jesus was born of Mary, of whom was born Jesus. It mentions Mary there, the husband of Mary. Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Well, how Christ got into the family of Joseph is something that we could look at here. And we see that by, once again, comparing Scripture with Scripture and studying the Word of God, Gabriel said of Jesus in Luke chapter 1 and verses 32 and 33, it says, he shall be great. And he's speaking of Jesus, of course. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. When Joseph accepted Jesus into his family, there was no contest. Mary's son was entitled to all the rights and privileges of being Joseph's royal heir to the throne. Therefore, Jesus was of David's house also. You say, well, how can this be? Well, according to Old Testament marriage law, a man could have an heir without contributing the biological seed. Remember, Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was, we would say, is the one who brought about the birth of Jesus Christ. He's the one that overshadowed her. There was no man, no earthly man involved in the bearing or the birth of Jesus Christ. Notice what it says here in the Old Testament law about the heir. And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother who is dead, and that his name be not put out of Israel. This is Deuteronomy chapter 25 and verse 6. And then, in other words, a man who died without child could have an heir without contributing personal seed. Then we compare Luke chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Well, we keep studying this, and we find out that through the Old Testament, by studying Scripture and comparing Scripture with Scripture, that Jesus came through the lineage of Joseph as his adopted father. Joseph was his adopted father, and he had the right to the throne. I want you to notice a contrast, though, as we study this. Matthew chapter 1, verse 16, it says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And then we keep reading, and we see in Luke chapter 3 and verse 23, and it says, and Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph. Remember, he was adopted. Jesus was adopted by Joseph, by Jewish law. It goes on to say, which was the son of Heli. And the verse does not say Heli begat Joseph, but rather Jacob begat Joseph. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 16, Jacob was the father of Joseph. Now that can be confusing if you don't study the Word of God. And this is where it comes in, that we get blessed when we get into the Word of God and we start seeing these things that God unfolds to us, how that Jesus Christ came through the lineage also of Joseph, by being an heir, because he was adopted into the family of Joseph. Now, the Holy Spirit was careful in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 16 to avoid saying that Joseph begat Christ, departing from the list used for the other ancestors of Jesus. Matthew shows that Jesus had the legal and royal right to the throne of David, since Joseph was his foster father. This is according to Jewish law. Well, notice something else. Matthew divides Christ's genealogy into three groups of 14 generations, separated by important historic points. Matthew 1:17 says, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. We're not finished yet, because now we're going to look at the genealogy of Mary. And we see that Christ came through the genealogy of Joseph, his royal line here, because he was in the adopted family of Joseph. Now in the book of Luke, there's another route here that we read of for Jesus to be the rightful heir to the throne of David, and that's through Mary. Luke traces the genealogy of Mary. And as we look at this, he traces the genealogy of Jesus all the way back to Adam and God. Luke chapter 3 and verse 38, it says, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Now you go back later and you read Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38, and it becomes even clearer to you how that we can see the genealogy of Jesus going all the way back to Adam and to God. Luke also holds that Jesus serves all people, Jew and Gentile alike. Remember, Matthew was writing to the Jewish people, and now Luke, he writes that all people, Jew and Gentile alike, would be blessed. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, and the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people," not just to the Jewish people, but to all people. We know today that there's neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, according to the word of God, that we're all the same. When it comes to knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, everybody can be saved if we'll just call upon him and be willing to repent. And that word repent means to change your mind, to quit going your way and realizing you need to go God's way in order to go to heaven. God's way is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ by accepting him as Lord and Savior. Well, Luke chapter 2, verses 30 through 32, it says this, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." This is Simeon now speaking. Verse 31 says, "Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." Once again, to all people. Verse 32, "A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Both Jews and Gentiles, Jews and everyone else in this world can be saved, can know Jesus Christ because he came to be a blessing and a Savior to everyone. Luke presents the genealogy in multiples of seven and totals 77 names. Don't get concerned. I'm not going to mention all 77 names here. Some of those names, they're hard to pronounce, and you can go back and read this in the book of Luke. But Luke, writing for Gentiles, gives Christ natural descent. And you read that in Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38. And the genealogy in Luke also reaches the highest pinnacle by showing Jesus was the son of Adam, the son of God. Luke chapter 3 and verse 38, it says, "Which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth." Now we're going back in the genealogy. Remember Seth? Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam. Seth was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. All the way back to God, we trace the lineage of Jesus Christ. Well, Luke also emphasizes the humanity of Jesus, the son of Adam. Luke chapter 3 and verse 38. Well, Luke goes even further by emphasizing the deity of Jesus Christ. He says, the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Now, Jesus had a legal right to the throne through Mary because he was a descendant of David through Nathan. Luke chapter 3 and verse 31, "Which was the son of Melea, which was the son of Menan, which was the son of Matahatha." That's another word that's hard to say. "Which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David." Well, you know, God has always had a plan, and God always keeps his word. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." A Savior was born. God always keeps his word. He said a Savior would be born, and a Savior was born, Jesus Christ. And my prayer for you is that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Call upon him today and trust him. Be willing to go his way and quit going your way, trying to get to heaven. Go God's way. And for you who are saved, you need to be serving him and telling others about Jesus Christ, how that he wants everyone to be saved, and how that everyone can be saved. It makes no difference who you are. Everyone can call upon the name of the Lord and know him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.